USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the state's hardest hit from the coronavirus will be getting immediate help.
We're going to have the approval of the Title 32 National Guard activation. And we're providing all of this again, like in New York, at no cost to the governor, meaning Governor Newsom and the state, no cost to the state. It enables the governor to provide robust National Guard support to the state. So they're going to have control of the National Guard. Federal government sending. These are incredible people that are being sent. We have 8 large federal medical stations with over 2,000 beds. And that's going to California. And then Strategic National Stockpile Order. We've ordered likewise hundreds of thousands of different items.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Some members of the Senate are now in quarantine. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, has now said he's tested positive for the disease caused by the new coronavirus, becoming the first member of the Senate to report a case of COVID-19. He said in a tweet that he's feeling fine and has put himself in quarantine. Rand Paul is a doctor, and he said he had not had symptoms but was tested out of abundance of caution due to his extensive travel and meeting of many people. He said he was not aware of any direct contact with any infected person. While most cases of COVID-19 are mild and tens of thousands of people have recovered, older people and those with underlying health problems are still at a higher risk. The vast majority of people recover from the new virus. According to the World Health Organization, people with mild illness recover in less than 2 weeks, while those with more severe illnesses may take 3 to 6 weeks to recover. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the coronavirus continues to spread, doctors and scientists are searching for a cure. Dr. David Ho is leading a team of researchers at Columbia University hoping for a cure. On MSNBC, he was asked if it would be faster to use a current drug against the novel coronavirus.
Yes, for a licensed drug, then we could immediately apply it. But some of the drugs that are not yet licensed but have gone through human testing, for example, there's another drug called Remdesivir, which is being tested. The rationale behind that usage is, in fact, higher in that Remdesivir has been shown to have activity against the SARS coronavirus, which is highly related to COVID-19, and also against another coronavirus called MERS. And there are two large clinical trials that are ongoing in mainland China, and we should have readout in the near future. And if that should work, that drug could certainly be scaled up reasonably quickly. But repurposing a drug to be an effective agent against COVID-19, we would have to be very, very lucky. I think the most effective drugs are going to be newly discovered, and that's going to take time. As we previously discussed, that's likely to take a year, 18 months, or even 2 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.